From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, June 25th. Coming up, Native Americans in the U.S. lost much of their land by the 20th century, with even portions of their reservations sold. But in the Midwest, more tribes are reclaiming their ancestral lands. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Public health officials have confirmed Illinois' first human case of West Nile virus this year. The case was found in southern Illinois, where a patient was hospitalized with complications from the infection. The state's Department of Public Health says the case marks the earliest known instance of a person in Illinois being infected with West Nile virus since 2016. West Nile virus is spread to humans through mosquito bites. Around 1 in 5 infected people develop a fever and other symptoms. Last year, nearly 70 human cases of West Nile virus were confirmed in Illinois, including 13 deaths from the infection. Officials say people should protect themselves by wearing insect repellent, reporting stagnant water sites, and using screen doors to block mosquitoes from coming indoors. Champaign County employees are threatening to strike if county officials don't negotiate in good faith on a new contract. Hundreds of workers rallied yesterday outside the county courthouse in Urbana. The group, represented by the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, or AFSCME, says administrators aren't offering fair wages or affordable health insurance. The union's local president, Cecilia Phillips, says the process has gone on long enough.
We deserve to not worry about how to put food on the table. We work for the freaking county. This should not be this fight.
Last month, 96% of employees voted to strike if necessary. The union says Champaign County has offered a 2% wage increase so far. County officials have not responded to a request for comment. The city of Champaign is appointing an interim fire chief. Tyler Funk will step into the role starting next month. Funk retired as deputy fire chief in 2023 and previously worked in the city's fire department for 26 years. Funk will fill in for the current fire chief, Andy Kornstrom. He is slated to leave the position in July to become village administrator for Savoy. The city of Champaign says it will search for a new fire chief later this summer. Illinois has been home to the highest percentage of out-of-state abortion seekers in the country, 3 years after Roe v. Wade was overturned. Chicago Abortion Fund Executive Director Megan J. Afo says Illinois is now a national access point for abortion care. She says her organization received calls from 16,000 people based in 41 different states last year.
What you carry when you are forced to go through hoop after hoop to access an abortion that you know is best for your life and your family's life, that's enduring.
Nearly 40% of abortions in Illinois last year were for patients traveling from other states. That's over 35,000 abortions to out-of-state abortion seekers. Still to come, Native Americans in the U.S. lost much of their land by the 20th century, with even portions of their reservations sold. But in the Midwest, more tribes are reclaiming their ancestral lands. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny and hot, with a chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 95 degrees. High humidity will make it feel like 100 to 105 degrees, with a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 74 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with a chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 94 degrees. High humidity will make it feel like 100 to 105 degrees, with a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 75 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, mostly sunny with a chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 91 degrees, with a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, we'll talk with the incoming Poet Laureate of Illinois, Mark Turcotte, about his writing, his Native American identity, and his mission.
I really believe in giving people the opportunity to speak what they are thinking and feeling and seeing in our world.
I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Over the past decade, there's been more momentum behind the land back movement, where Native tribes try to regain ancestral lands. In one of the latest cases, the state of Illinois returned land to the Prairie Band Potawatomi that was illegally sold nearly 200 years ago. Harvest Public Media contributor Peter Medlin reports on the growing land back movement in the Midwest and the different ways tribes actually get their land returned.
Raphael Wawusik drives through Chief Shabanoff Forest Preserve in northern Illinois. He's a member of the Prairie Band Potawatomi's Tribal Council and a direct descendant of the chief, whose name the Prairie Band pronounces Shabni.
If this is accurate, that this was the site where his cabin was, then within a few hundred yards, you know, I've got some family members that are buried out in these woods here.
The Prairie Band were removed from Illinois in the 19th century, and their reservation's now in Kansas. But in 2024, the federal government put land the tribe purchased in trust, making the Prairie Band Illinois' first federally recognized tribal nation. And this year, they got even more land back when Illinois passed a law transferring ownership of the neighboring Shabanaugh Lake State Park to the tribe.
You know, my family have been coming up here for almost the two centuries since we've been forced out. And to see that happen in my lifetime is something that I thought I would never experience.
Recently, other Midwest tribes have successfully gotten land back through various means. Just last year, Minnesota returned a state park to the Dakota tribe, and Congress passed a law returning land to the Winnebago in Iowa. Kevin Washburn served as Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs in the Obama administration and is a citizen of the Chickasaw Nation. And he says that while the movement has gotten more public attention lately, it is not new.
Tribes have been wanting their land back probably since before the ink was dried on the original treaties where they ceded that land.
And tribes lost even more land after the Dawes Act in 1887, which broke commonly owned reservations into individual parcels. In the allotment era, about 65% of reservation land fell out of Native hands. And today, tribes own around 60 million acres across the U.S., which is about the size of the state of Oregon. And while some have had land returned by states and the federal government, Washburn says that is not the norm.
The most common way that tribes get land back is they go out and buy the land.
Many tribes have made buying land back a priority. Nicole Rummel is with the United Nations Land Management Department. They're a tribe just outside of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
In 82, that's when the tribe approved every carton of cigarettes being sold, 30 cents of that went to land acquisition. So that's really what started money going back into being able to buy land.
They now operate a casino as well, and they've been able to purchase back nearly half of the reservation land they lost. But tribes can face other challenges even when they can purchase land. In 2023, when the federal government put 500 acres of land the United Nations owned into trust, a Wisconsin village sued in part because of lost tax revenue. The case is in federal court. And sometimes people take advantage of how important it is for tribes to restore their homelands. Matthew Wiesaw is the tribal chair of the Pokagon Band Potawatomi, which has land in Michigan and Indiana.
One of the biggest difficulties is when people find out it's the Pokagon Band that's looking to purchase the land, the price gets really jacked up. So we have to deal with that. So we have to do a lot of stuff under the cover of different entities.
Wiesaw says they don't buy land just to buy land. They focus on sacred places like old villages, historic sites, and burial grounds. And back in Illinois, Raphael Wawusik looks out across Shabanaugh Lake, which was once part of a Prairie Band village. And even though the tribe was forced off this land so long ago, he says he still feels a strong connection to this place. His family always has.
For me, I didn't need the piece of paper to really drive that home. That's something that has been instilled in me since I was a young boy, that this is part of our home as well.
And as the land back movement picks up steam, he hopes more tribes will be able to return to their ancestral homes. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Peter Medlin.
Hector Alejandro Arzate contributed to this story. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, May Antar, Colson Khan, Isabella Nieto, Peter Medlin, and Hector Alejandro Arzate. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.